Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week is an American pianist, singer, composer, songwriter, actor, and one of the youngest philanthropists in the world. In 2011, at age 10, he became the youngest entertainer to headline a show in Las Vegas. Last year, he starred in a full-length feature film entitled Anything is Possible. 13 years old, his name, Ethan Bortnick. And we're honored to have him as our guest. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to Ethan Bortnick, a most unbelievable 13-year-old young man. Ethan, welcome. What an honor to have you.
Thank you so much.
Can we start by talking about, tell us a little bit about your mom and your dad.
Well, my mom and my dad are really great. They follow me around, and I really love them a lot.
How old, Ethan, were you, and how did you start to learn to play the piano?
I started when I was 3. And one day I asked my parents for piano lessons, and they said no. But actually, they said no. And one day I took out a little toy keyboard, and I started copying all the music I heard on TV and on the radio. And after that, I called my parents, and they said, "We're getting you piano lessons, Ethan." And that's really how I started.
And the world's changed forever. Ethan, the first song you ever wrote was entitled Arctic Jazz. Tell us about that song.
Arctic Jazz. That was the first song I wrote. That was when I was 5. And I had quite the imagination when I was 5. So I wrote the song about a manatee who went from Florida, which is where I live, to Antarctica to have a jazz party. I said that the story really tries to tell you that no matter how hard things seem, anything is possible. And then later I wrote a song called Anything is Possible, and that song was and then we played that song throughout the movie that we filmed in Detroit, and then after that we filmed a TV special for PBS, and we played that song with the symphony. And I know that you're
we'll talk about that song later. You mentioned that you composed your first song at age 5. How many songs have you written, Ethan, and how often do you write a song?
Well, I've written a lot of songs. I definitely write songs very often. I love to do it, but my favorite part is when every concert we do, like for example the one on May 10th at the Royal Oak Theater, we'll be doing this too. But I'll write a song on the spot, which is so much fun, from audiences, stories, ideas. It can be anything. It can be their ringtone on their cell phone, and we'll compose a song out of that. And it's really fun to do that. So I guess I have composed a lot of songs.
Ethan, when you write a song, do you start with the words or do you start with the notes?
Well, it really depends how the song is structured, but usually I will start with the music because that comes more naturally to me. And so I guess usually if it's not on the spot, I'll sit down at the piano and I'll just feel the music and think of something that inspires me, and or think of just a story, you know. And then after that, I will start, you know, composing, and then I'll add lyrics to that after.
You play by ear. When you hear a song, a new song, how many times do you have to hear that song, and how many times do you have to play it before you're really good at playing and singing that song?
Usually, if it's a song that doesn't involve a lot of piano, then it's pretty easy. But usually when it involves a lot of piano playing and a lot of notes, it'll probably take me 4 or 5 listens to get it. An easy song would, you know, be like 1 time or 2 times. And then a classical piece, usually I would do it by notes. Even though I can listen to it, a classical piece, you really need to get it accurate and precise. So that would be with sheet music. But usually the average amount of time it takes me to learn a song would be about 2 listens.
Tell us about the first time you performed in public.
The first time I performed in public, I was 5, and it was in a little mall for my teacher's recital, and then after that, I don't really remember anything from that, but I saw pictures and videos, and then after that, my dad got a call from Jay Leno because I guess someone filmed me when I was 5 at the mall. And so they put it on YouTube, and Jay Leno, the producers of Jay Leno, found me. And yeah, and then after that, I started performing more and more.
Here's a piece of Phantom of the Opera, performed and sung by Ethan Voigtman.
Sing once again with me, a strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet.
Once again, that was Phantom of the Opera, Ethan Voigtman, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Ethan Voigtman, who's made multiple appearances on The Tonight Show, Good Morning America, and Oprah, where he was named one of Oprah's all-time smartest and most talented kids. Ethan, you mentioned in the previous segment that Jay Leno's people called you. That was in May of 2007. You were 6 years old. Tell us about the first time you went on Jay Leno.
I remember Jay was very nice to us, and he came by our dressing room, and he was really a really nice guy and funny too, and really it was a lot of fun to talk to him, and I didn't really know who he was, so I just thought it was like, you know, a casual talk on a couch, and he was funny, you know. Now I know who he is, but I mean, you know, it was really cool, and yeah, it was fun.
Did he ever take you to his warehouses with all of his cars?
No, but he had a lot of cars parked out in the studio.
So, I quote you now. You say, "I believe that music can change the world." How can it change the world, Ethan?
Well, music is. I've seen it change people's lives. I mean, it changed people's lives. Not only here in America, but in many different countries, and it's really, really amazing to see that, because people cry for music, people laugh for music, people dance people, you know, sing along, people hug, you know. And it's really great to see that, because I really do believe that music can change the world. And, I mean, just to give you a few examples, I've seen people faint. I've seen people go from nothing to they're happy, and they're sad all their lives, and all of a sudden after music, their lives have changed, and now they're happy people, you know. And I think that if everybody uses their talents to help other people, it doesn't matter if it's music or if it's something else you enjoy to do, as long as you use your talent to help other people, I think it would be a very even better world than we have right now. But I think music is really powerful, and it can definitely change the world.
Speaking of music changing the world, back in February of 2010, Quincy Jones, Lionel Richie brought 70 of the world-class artists together for We Are the World 25 for Haiti, the 25th anniversary of the original recording, and you were the youngest performer. What was that experience like?
It was really cool to be there and sing such a powerful song, you know, We Are the World. And it was really an amazing experience. And the best, I mean, there were some really, really inspiring people there. But the most important thing is that we were helping Haiti to recover, and all the kids there and all the people there. And after that, we made a big difference in Haiti. And that's just, like you said, it's one example of how music can change the world.
We're talking to Ethan Bortnick, who's coming to Royal Oak Theater this coming Saturday. If you want to learn more, www.ethan, E-T-H-A-N, Bortnick, BORTNICK.com. Ethan, what's it like performing with Josh Groban, Beyoncé, Smokey Robinson, Barbara Streisand, Tony Bennett, Bocelli, Elton John, on and on and on?
It's really cool. I mean, they're such nice people and very talented. But I always say that all these people, you know, they're just regular people like us. But at the same time, they're very talented. But, I mean, you know, they put on their pants the same way as we do. They eat, they breathe, you know, they're regular people. But at the same time, I learned a lot of things from them. But they're really just like, you know, regular people.
Ethan, when you're going to do a live performance in front of thousands of people, a la this coming Saturday at Royal Oak Theater, how do you prepare? What do you do the few hours before the show?
Well, before the show, we do a rehearsal. And then after, I don't really like to eat before the show, but after the show, I'll eat the entire restaurant. But before the show, I like to play video games until the last second.
So, you mentioned in the previous segment that you just did a public television special entitled The Power of Music. Tell us about that concert.
Well, that concert was really cool to shoot, and we put it on PBS. And I mean, it was really cool. We had a 50-piece orchestra and a 4-piece band, a 120 kid choir, and an amazing audience, backup singers. It was so much fun. And the whole night, it was just like a celebration of music and how powerful it is, you know? And really, it was a lot of fun to shoot it. We put it on PBS. And then we'll also be doing, like you said, the Royal Oak at the Royal Oak Theater on May 10th. We'll be doing the sort of like the concert on PBS, but a little smaller. And it'll be a lot of fun. A lot of the music will be from the special. And we'll also have a choir, which is the West Bloomfield High School Choir. And I really hope a lot of people can come to that concert, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
We're talking to Ethan Bortnick, who just turned 13 years old. If you want to learn more, www.ethanbortnick.com. And here's a portion of one of his many songs that he composed. It's entitled, It's All About Music.
Sound I hear, every single wave I'm near, it's all about music, it's all about music. I don't even have to try, even when I close my eyes, it's all about music, it's all about music. Garbage cans, pots and pans, give me a beat that'll make me dance. Country, soul, rock and roll. That sing, all I hear is a symphony. Sometimes when the popcorn's popping, can't keep myself from knocking out, playing out. Everybody just a shout. It's all about music. It's all. Playing the keys, come on and sing it with me. I just keep playing the keys, come on and sing it with me.
Yeah. That's Ethan Bortnick. It's all about music. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and we're with Ethan Bortnick, the soul of a musician and the heart of a philanthropist. He's short in stature, but tall on talent. Your composure, Ethan, is well beyond your age. It's unbelievable. How did you get this composure at such a young age?
By composure, you mean?
Just your confidence and your... your ease when you're in front of people.
You know, I don't know who I get it from, but I really just enjoy playing piano. I really just enjoy making music and getting on stage and making people laugh and cry and making people smile and having people, you know, dance and sing and really just, you know, have a good time up on stage. And that's really what it's all about, you know, passion and having fun, you know? So I guess I don't really get it from somewhere, but I really just, you know, enjoy it. So I guess that's really where it comes from, my passion.
We're talking Ethan Bortnick, who's the youngest entertainer to ever headline a show in Las Vegas. Ethan, has anyone ever told you you have an old soul?
Many people have told me that. At first, I didn't know what it meant, but now I know what it means. But I get that a lot.
Do you go to regular school?
I do go to regular school. When I'm at home, I get the homework ahead of time. When I'm not at home, I'll email my teachers and Skype with my teachers, and then all my homework's online, so it's really, you know, easy to send the work to them.
Talk to us about your little brother, Nathan, please.
Nathan is 8 years old, and he's my little brother, and I love him a lot. Now, my brother, he went through 3 heart surgeries when he was born, and Nathan is, I mean, you can't even tell he had 3 heart surgeries. And Nathan is, he's playing sports. And so I wrote a song for him called Anything Is Possible, just like the name of your radio show. The song talks about no matter how hard things are in life, anything is possible. And after I wrote the song, we filmed a movie. And the movie was, shot in Detroit. And it was so much fun to film it. And the movie's name is also Anything Is Possible. And Nathan was the character that I played, which was... It wasn't really about my brother, but we decided to name the character after my brother. But I really love my brother a lot.
Can you tell us what the movie Anything Is Possible is all about?
Anything Is Possible is about a boy who's in a military family, and his mom goes missing overseas. And the boy, gets really upset and decides to run away with his little toy keyboard and eventually discovers that he really enjoys to play piano. And that's just a little, quick summary of the movie. But I'm not going to give the whole movie away, but that's what the movie's about.
What was it like filming the movie on the streets of Detroit?
It was really cool to film it on the streets of Detroit. There was so many people, and the sceneries were amazing. It was really, really cool, and it was the perfect place to film the movie. And we had so much fun, and, acting's very, very different than music, but the one way it's not very different is that if you give more emotion, it really comes out like the way it's supposed to. Like, for example, in music, when you put a lot of emotion into a song, the audience reacts to it. So in a movie, when you act but put a lot of emotion into it, it comes out great. But it was a really fun experience filming it, and I love Detroit. And it's like my second home now, probably the most concerts I've ever done in all of America. But it was really fun to shoot the movie there.
Ethan, you've performed all over the world, and every time you perform, everyone in that audience wants you to be at the top of your game. And once in a while, you just don't have it that night. You don't, that heart, etc. How do you perform at your best when you don't have it?
When I'm a little sick and or, you know, a little tired after a long, long, long flight. Usually, I just, something clicks as soon as I get up on stage. And as soon as I play my first note, I don't know, I just, it really just, I don't know what happens, but I guess my brain is like set that it, you know, just says, I think we're just going to try our hardest. But, you know, usually I'm not tired before a concert, and my parents definitely make sure I sleep a lot. But, I mean, if I'm sick, I mean, it doesn't really matter, because it's just really fun for me. And I guess, I don't know, I guess that's it.
Here's another portion of a song that Nathan wrote. We're all family.
This world is broken. So many people hurting every day. But I'm hoping that if we try, we're gonna find a way to change it. If we give it all our strength, we could do more.
We're All Family, composed by Ethan Bortnick, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula, and we're with Ethan Bortnick, who starred in the full-length feature film in 2013 entitled Anything Is Possible. And here's the theme song from that movie, which was inspired by his young brother, Nathan.
but you get weak. And shadows find you when cold winds blow against your back. The valley is wide, stretch out forever. And loneliness is all you have. Believe in yourself, that anything is possible. Believe in yourself, and don't worry about a thing. Just scared your wings won't hold you. If you'll just jump, you might catch a star. When your sun won't rise and your fire's just an ember, just close your eyes and remember anything is possible.
That was Ethan Portnick performing Anything Is Possible. Ethan, one of the most amazing things, and there's so many amazing things about you, is that you've raised more than $30 million for a variety of charities in the first 12 years of your life. Why have you done that, and how have you done that?
Well, I really think it's important to help as much as you can. And like I said, I mean, if we, you know, all can use our talents, no matter how you do it. I mean, for me, it's music. For some people, it might be art. For some people, it might be sports, cooking. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you use it to help other people, I think that's amazing. And I think if everybody can do that to help other people, I think this world would be even better. And so, really, every time I perform, seeing people being inspired by music, seeing people smile, helping other people to believe that, you know, anything is possible, and helping other people to have food and water, just any type of helping and philanthropy is really important. And every time I do this, it inspires me to continue to perform. But that's really important for me.
We're talking to Ethan Portnick. If you want to learn more, www.ethanportnick.com. Ethan, you just turned 13. What dreams, what goals do you still have?
Well, I guess my goal is to just continue to use music to try to help other people, because, again, it's just so important to me, and I just want to continue doing this, you know?
What are you the proudest of?
The proudest of? Let's see. I guess it would be the concert special on PBS. That was really fun, and it was probably one of the best concerts I've ever had. And it was really fun, and I hope I can continue to help PBS and help other people and just continue to spread the power of music.
Talk to us about following your dreams.
Well, I really think it's important to follow your dreams. I mean, when I was 3, I wanted to play piano, but my parents said no. But at the same time, I didn't give up. You know, anything is possible. And so I just continued and to try to play piano. And one day I just clicked. And then then my parents said, sure. But I really think it's important to follow your dreams, because if you don't enjoy what you do, it doesn't become fun anymore. And that's really the most important part. I enjoy what I do, and that's really why I continue to perform. So if you follow your dreams, you'll be very, very happy.
What role has faith played in your life, Ethan?
Faith?
Yes.
I guess it would be, I don't know, I guess it would be in my brother and just seeing how, I guess,
done. When the sun won't rise, and your fire's just ember, just